Declan, it's not the last game of the season, but technically it's the last game of 2019. I suppose when you look back at the last 12 months, it's been an extraordinary 12 months, really, for Enniscorthy Rugby Club.
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic, Liam. Coming out of junior rugby and stepping into the AIL shop window. At Christmas time, I suppose, if you had said we would be in top of the AIL league and, you know, only having one loss and all the wins that we've had and all the people that we've played as well throughout the squad, through injuries, form, availability and all that, we probably couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, and the general concern in the club when the team did go senior, you have to go senior. Well, you don't have to go senior. I think you can offer not to go senior, but when you did go senior, the concern was about the seconds. But I think that's working out well because you've over 40 guys training Tuesday and Thursday night and they're doing well in the Metropole League.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I suppose the lads in the seconds at the moment are maybe sort of winning one, losing one, winning one, losing one. But I mean, the main thing is that they're being competitive. You know, they are being competitive. We're really trying to blood a lot of young lads through the seconds team as well. It'll be a big challenge for them when the Towns Cup draw is out today and see how they go there, because obviously they're going to play some of the first teams from other clubs. But I mean, isn't that what a club is about? Is trying to, you know, use your depth and to bring young lads through, and loads of opportunities have come through for some of those lads from the seniors' point of view as well. If they train hard enough, if they attend training, if they apply themselves in the, off the field in the gym or on the field, you know, opportunities will come with knocks, injuries and form.
You knew, obviously, you've over 60 caps for Leinster, you played the highest level. You probably knew that the club would be okay this year, did you?
Look, there's enough talent and quality around this town and you know, this county as well. I've always hoped and dreamed that we would get to the AIL and that we would survive up there and not be kind of the great pretenders, I suppose. We've shown now in the first part of the season that we're able to survive up there. We have the quality. We have the depth. Yes, we got a lot of injuries today and stuff, some sort of crucial injuries, and that'll test us in the new year. But in answer to your question, I always believe that we could be there, and I think we can push on further, and hopefully maybe in the years to come some other players that have played at a higher level might return back through work or whatever it is, family, things like that. It happens like that. It's a cycle with rugby players. They travel, they come back as well, and they might appear back on our doorstep again to help us because they're from the town and maybe they want to come back and help us in some shape or form.
And the club decided, in association with yourself and Kieran Hurl, that your joint coach, that you know, that there'll be no paying of players, none of that bringing in players and that kind of stuff. It's all local, homegrown, and if players in the rest of the County Wexford want to play with Enniscorthy, so be it.
Now, look, we'll work with what we have. It might not always be pretty, but it's just hard graft. Trying to find, really find a way to get the best out of these players. Through young and old, I mean, some of the older players are playing out of their skin this year, and some of the younger fellas are getting opportunities, you know. We're trying to be a community club. That's what you have to be in this day and age. There's a certain percentage in rugby playing high quality at the top level, and they're being paid to play. And I mean, I suppose that's what every player aspires to, but everybody finds their level as well, you know.
And another young fella got a run today on the wing. Played almost all of the game.
Yeah, King got a run on the wing.
King Wickham.
He was probably extremely nervous, I'd say. But he's a good kid. He has loads to learn. He's very, very young. He has a great physique about him. He's very powerful. Probably needs to avoid the touchline every now and again. But, you know, he was so nervous today. He got through it, and he probably came on earlier off the bench than expected with the injuries. But we trusted in him to do a job, and he done that today.
Now, in terms of your own career, Declan, you've moved up in Leinster Rugby as well. You got promoted there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I've been the coach development officer for the South East region for almost 12, 13 years now, looking at player development through the 15s up to 18s, and coaching coaches, developing coaches, being a coach developer. So I was lucky enough to move up the other day. I'm a coach development manager now for the Leinster region. So I'm managing all the coach development officers and responsible for the integration between trying to get coaches into the age grade coaching system as well, and trying to identify players in line with the elite player development staff as well, so we can push players from the ground up through into Leinster, like whether that's 18, 19s and 20s and further and beyond, you know. So I've been hurling away for years on my own here down the southeast, so got an opportunity now and I'm taking it with both hands.
And who's replacing you in the southeast?
Ben Armstrong. So Ben lives in Wicklow, and he's been with me anyway for the last couple of years in the community rugby, helping with the development squad, 16s and 18s, and with the girls as well, and with coach development. You know, he's an Australian and has a good background in coaching as well. He does a little bit with some other clubs as well. So Ben will be a good replacement. You know, he has really sound rugby knowledge, so he'll be fine.
And you've a great background in GAA, Declan, and I know the big challenge for all sport is the age group that you're actually responsible for developing, and the fall off and all of those things. Is there too much pressure in them at that age, or is the GAA going the right way about it? Is rugby going the right way about it? There's a strong debate always about that age groups, where the fall off is the enjoyment and the fall off are the two big things that are spoken about most.
It works in a couple of different ways. I mean, there's an obvious fall off, like when people move from primary school into secondary school, and people focus more on their studies, and then from that kind of 18s bracket when they leave secondary school, going to college, and obviously depending on where they go to college, if they do go to college, where it's located, sometimes they try and go, you know, find themselves a little bit again and get adjusted to a new life in college as well. But look, at the same time, if you love the game, whether that's rugby, whether that's hurling, football, if you love the game, you'll stay at it, and that's the true test. That's the barometer you should work off. Like, you know, if people love the game that they're in, and they have good support at home from the parents and guardians, and the coach is supportive enough of their needs, I think they should be fine, you know. Resilience, you're always trying to build in people now as well, and a little bit of resolve. If you get a knock back, are you going to bounce back again and go after it, or are you just going to say, ah, no, that's not for me? Because look, we're looking for players with a bit of resolve, a bit of resilience, and not getting something handed to you. Because when you're playing rugby, it's a very physical sport, like, you know, you can get knocked back and you can carry strong, and you have to be able to deal with that kind of pressure. You know, you're going to have injuries, you're going to have knocks, you're maybe not going to be selected. So something we have to build on all the time is that mental strength of people. Everybody thinks about the technical, tactical, the physical stuff, but the mental thing is the thing that drives it all.
And you think that, you know, there is a certain resistance to parents wanting young people to play rugby, like girls, ladies rugby is mushroomed. Do you feel rugby is still a safe game?
It's a safe game if it's coached right, if it's played right. In any contact sport, whatever that sport might be, there's always probably someone going to mistime a tackle or not carry correctly. You might get your head the wrong side or put your shoulder wrong. You might get your foot in the wrong place in a ruck, for example. But if we have good quality coaching, understanding of the game, outside of it as well, maybe watching game, we need players and kids to be watching more rugby as well if we can, just to understand the laws of the game and what you can and can't do. In my opinion, it's safe. You're always going to get knocks because there's contact, but if you can safely approach an entry into a ruck or a tackle or a contest in the air, you know, if it's taught well, if the players take ownership of their responsibility in tackles and the breakdown and in the scrum and things like that, lifting in the line out, if they take responsibility and ownership of how you do it correctly, it should be okay.
Now, it's halfway during the season, and of course there's a long way to go yet. So Enniscorthy, although you're top of the table by 3 points from Skerries, it's still going to be a tough run in, isn't it, for the turnaround games now?
Yeah, it's really, really tight. I mean, we've broken away now ourselves and Skerries a little bit from the group below, but after the Christmas period things could change, and yes, we shipped a good few knocks today as well, so that if the lads recover quickly enough, I don't know, because they're really, really heavy knocks. At the same time, the second game, when you've played everybody, they know a little bit more about you. You wouldn't be naive enough to think that people aren't analysing you now, that they don't have a couple of videos or they're not talking to people. They'll watch things, they'll be prepared in different ways. The weather will affect things. All of that durability, a bit of, you know, robustness from players as well, being able to go through the pain of a long season. So look, it's a nice place to be in at the halftime break of a league, but at the same time, we're not naive enough to think that it's going to be a really, really big challenge on the second round of fixtures as well. Whether they're home or away, travelling sometimes will get you availability, will get you, some lads might have work commitments, but that's the reality of life.
Absolutely. Well, Decky, it's great to talk to you. Best of luck on your new job, and have a nice Christmas.
Thanks a million, Liam. Appreciate that. Thank you.